Well, today's top stories are coming up, and first of all, we're joined by Michael Lefebvre, Director of Fiscal Policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
My pleasure.
Well, Michigan topping the nation in outbound moving rates?
They do indeed. They're tied with North Dakota, of all states, for the highest rate of outbound traffic, according to United Van Lines, which is America's number one mover. United Van Lines has tracked the inbound and outbound movements from every one of the 48 contiguous states since 1977 among their clients. And the data is so accurate that we have found with statistical analysis that it correlates very highly with U.S. Census data. So United Van Lines represents all the American movement that happens 2 years before census data comes out.
Michael, do you know what's attributing to this, the move rates?
Well, it's very clearly our economy. Michigan is effectively having a one-state recession.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Census Bureau announced just last December that only four states in the union lost an absolute amount of population. Michigan lost 5,000, New York lost some, Rhode Island lost some, and Louisiana. But, of course, Louisiana was blasted by a hurricane.
Do you think retirees living only part-time in the state and moving south for the winter skewer the statistics by chance?
There's no question about that. The Mackinac Center looked at Internal Revenue Service data showing returns filed in one state and then another state the next year. So we know where Michigan citizens are leaving to. Mm-hmm. And the number one destination state is Florida, and by a wide margin. In fact, they beat Ohio as the destination of choice for Michigan citizens by twice the rate of any other state. 14% of all 2004 moves involving Michigan citizens out of the state were to Florida. Only less than 7% went to Ohio.
Michael, can you tell us a little bit about the Mackinac Center for Public Policy?
Sure. The Mackinac Center for Public Policy is a 19-year-old research institute located in Midland, Michigan. We study public policy issues of the day, from welfare reform to tax policy to economic development to the budget, and we do so from a free market perspective. We often make recommendations that will help the state reduce its size and influence over the lives of individual citizens by saving money or by rolling back unnecessary regulations based on our recommendations.
Michael, how do we get more information on the Center for Public Policy?
We have two websites. One of them is mackinac.org, mackinac.org, and the other is michiganvotes.org, which tracks the votes of every bill and every legislator in Lansing.
Well, Michael Lefebvre, Director of Fiscal Policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, thanks so much for joining us.
The pleasure was mine.